Okay, the session today will continue about the dinim of netila. I have explained last week that we do netila in the morning for what? Ruach ra'ah, that there is coming on the person. And we say the ruach ra'ah is coming on a person because the neshama goes away. And as long as the neshama, that there is kedusha in it, on the person, there is no ruach ra'ah coming in. But when once most of the neshama goes away, Ruach Ra'ah coming resting upon the person. And in the morning, when he gets the Neshama back, the Ruach Ra'ah goes away. But is being left only on the hands and the feet. Of course, the feet, we don't do it only on Friday. But they do showers. But they used to go to the mikveh every Friday. Now, they do it the hand because it's open, we use everything. And as our rabbis tell us, to be careful not to touch anything of food or even the body, not to rub his eyes when he gets up without making the netila. Because it's very harmful to do those things without netila. And when the netila is being done, we said to make it six times while skipping from right, left. And they say that he will hold the cup on his hand and right hand, and he washes the left, and then he gives it to the left hand and washes the right, then he leaves it down, and he takes it down. He doesn't take from the left to the right. This shows what always they say Yamin in Kabbalah is Hesed. This is Din. You don't let the din give to the hasid. Hasid gives to the din. That's why they leave it out. This is already things of Hasidut, according to Kabbalah. I'm not saying that everybody should do that, but it will be better. Another thing. Rabbi, after he washes his hand, he has to lift up his hand. As we say, anetilat yadayim. The word netilah has two different meanings. There is washing and lifting up. When Tele, when Seem, Kodame Alam, Basuf, when Telem, they lift them up. And therefore, that's why they put the word Netila instead of Rechitzat Yada. To show you the two meanings of Netila. When they put it up, to reach at least the head, over this way. But the strange thing that this Chaim says, they should put it up, and the elbow should be behind the body. Very difficult to do that. Very difficult to do such a thing. And I don't know how Bishayim said it, how did they do it. I used to have a friend in the yeshiva that he did this, and he was always suffering with it. He does that. And so, Bishalom Mizrahi Alav Shalom. Passed away. He wrote a good book, Dover Shalom, Teshuvot on Orah Hayim. He didn't finish yet. He was talking here with the great David Hakam. He tells me, oh, Rabbi Chaim, he used to do that, Talon does such a thing. But he used to be particular to do it. This is as far as we say Netilat Yadayim. We say that they should do the Netilat Yadayim as soon as possible, after a person wakes up. Now, after a person wakes up, he makes the netilah. If he doesn't have the water next to him, according to Bitzvahim, there is two different opinions about it. Some they say he should go, not walk for a month. He walks and he stops. And that means 8 feet. And he walks and he stops. Some they say the opposite. He should run and do it as soon as possible, another. But the opinion of the rabbi of Ishaim is this, that he should wait less than 4 amot and wait and then go. There is a reason for it, because there is more tum'ah when a person walks 4 amot with it. That's why he said not. Now we say a person says beracha on netilat yadayim. Of course, he goes to the bathroom early in the morning, and he has to do whatever he needs to do and come wash his hand, and he says, Asher Yatzar. Sometimes a person cannot wait that he will wash his hand to say, Amtira Tadamana. Of course, even though Gizbahim was Hasid Gadol and was doing these things, we say it's no good for the health of a person. This is one of the things that makes a person not being able to have children because of not going to the bathroom when he's supposed to go. You can tell him, hold yourself, wash your hands and that, before he should go right away to the bathroom, do whatever he has to do, and make Netilah later. Even though Bishayim doesn't like it. I know Bishayim doesn't like these things, but it's very, very difficult because something of health, something of danger. A person might disturb himself from having children later on. That's what they call, becomes akara. And that's much worse. Therefore, he would be about it. Now, when he says Asher Yatzar, this comes the Brachot HaShachar. They say to say Asher Yatzar, right after Asher Yatzar, to say Elokai Neshama Shnatata Pitera. Why? The Brachot HaShachar, they don't start with Baruch Atah. Later there is Baruch Atah. And Elokai Neshama, there is no Baruch Atah. And we want some Baruch Atah. The Baruch Atah Asher Yatzar would be good, also covers for the Elokai Neshama. When he says Elokai Neshama Shnatata Bitorah, to be careful not to say Elokai Neshama together. Elokai Neshama. Because it sounds, my Neshama is my Elokim. It's wrong. As he has to pause, Elokai Neshama Shnatata Bitorah. Of course, Berchot HaShachar are very important. Very important. There's 18 berachot, and they say, "An minhago shel olam nitkanu." A person says, suppose I'm not putting my clothes on. There is certain things that they have to do with the clothes. Does he have to say the berachot HaShachar or not? They say, yes. Why? "An minhago shel olam nitkanu." They set it for us, and Shekinesit Gedola, for what? The people are doing, since they do it because what the people are doing, even though you don't do it, you have to say this berachot. We come to the first one, first berachot, Berachot HaShachar. What is it? A mahazir neshamot v'gavim metim. What is a mahazir neshamot v'gavim metim? A person, when he goes to sleep, he's like pe'ger met. Doesn't move, he is therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the neshamot to the people every morning. That's why, what do we say? We say, Mode ani lefanecha, melech chai v'kayam, shehezarta bi nishmati b'chemla, rabba emunatech. We thank God for giving us the neshama back. But when a person says the Mode ani, he should not say b'chemla rabba. Mode ani lefanecha, melech chai v'kayam, shehezarta bi nishmati b'chemla. Pause after b'chemla. Because Bihamla Rabba means with a great mercy, then what is Emunatecha? But Bihamla, then Rabba Emunatecha, it's great, the one that puts his trust in you. This is the Modeani. Modeani he can say even before Netila. Because there's no Shem Hashem, nothing that he can say it before. But the Berachot, he can't say them after Netila. Then the first beracha that he has Netilat Yadayim, then he says Asher Yatzar, right after Asher Yatzar, Elokai Neshama Shnatat Bitora. If he is not going to say the rest of the berachot, but at least beracha Tila Mahazir Neshamot Gavim Metim, to say it together right after Asher Yatzar. What is beracha Asher Yatzar? A person has to know the meaning of the berachot. We are saying that God created men with his wisdom. So with what? Barabo nekavim nekavim, halunim halunim. We know what is a human being. A body, and Hashem put neshama. Vayipah be'apav neshmat v'hayim. Today, if you take a balloon, you fill it with air, make a little hole in it, all the air goes away. But this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a nature of a human being. The body has many, many holes. Here, and still on the own, the Neshama is there. Neshama doesn't run away. It's not like the balloon that you put air in it. And this is what we say. Bravo, nekavim, nekavim, halulim, halulim. Then galui ve'adua lepanecha. She'im yisatem echad mehem, o im yipate echad mehem. There's some evarim. If it would be blocked, that a person can live. Let us see. The heart has different colors over there. Make it close, goodbye. This is what I said. A person should understand that we thank God with the way He created us. And that's why I say, Chofechol Basar, Umafli Lahasar. Kadosh Baruch Hu, He cures every person and He does wonder with us. This is the nature of creation. What God created, there is only a Kadosh Baruch Hu with us. This is the whole meaning of the Beracha. And when a person says the Beracha, he should think about the meaning of the Beracha. Now we come, I said, Asher Ratzah to be said straight before Elokai Neshama, to have Elokai Neshama come after Asher Ratzah without any interruption. Why? Because in Elokai there is no Baruch Hata. We want to start the thing with Baruch Hata, which is of Asher Ratzah, covers also for Elokai. I say again, not to read Elokai and Neshama together. So it say Elokai by itself, Neshama Shnatat Vedera. Because if you say Elokai and Neshama means, my Neshama is Elokim. It's not so. Okay, the reason Elokai Neshama Shnatat Vedera, number of words, they say not to add, not to omit. There is a reason for it according to the Kabbalah, and they tell you be careful with the wording. Some Siddurim, they have different texts of the Beracha. Some they have it exactly according to the Kabbalah. All the books of Tefillat Yesharim, that were written according to the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Chaim, they have the right wording of them. What do we come up there, Elokai Neshama Shnatat V'Yedera? We are saying, giving thanks to Hashem, for giving us the Neshama V'Yaka Mahazin Neshama D'Gurim Etim. But we say in that Beracha, V'Ata Atid L'Tela M'Meni, V'Lahazira B'Yina Atid L'Bo. What does it mean? Atid L'Tela M'Meni V'Lahazira B'Yina. There's two meanings. One, every day, Kadosh Baruch Hu takes it away and returns it. And one refers to Tehiyat HaMetim. Will come the day that you take our Neshama, but you bring us back to this world. This is the Emunah of Tehiyat HaMetim. Right after that Beracha, comes Beracha, Noten L'Sech V'Bina, L'Avchin Ben Yom Uven Laila. What is Sechvi? There is two different meanings to the word Sechvi. One Sechvi is the Rooster is called Sechvi, and God gave an understanding possibility for the rooster to differentiate between midnight and midday. He knows exactly when is midnight. You see, it's the sound of the rooster comes out. That's what they say. Used to be the people in the ancient time used to take a rooster always in the house to wake up in midnight. This is the alarm clock that they used to have. Unbelievable. They say, they tell us a story in the Zohar. The rabbis were traveling and they reached some boarding house. They stayed there and then they wanted to continue with their journey. The owner of the boarding house begged them, stay here with me. Tomorrow I have a meal with my son. I wanted to be here. She heard that, said, it's a great mitzvah, we'll stay here. As they were staying, they asked him, do you have a rooster?
No.
He said, why? What do you need a rooster for? They told him, that's our alarm clock. We want to get up midnight. The rooster will wake us up. And he said, no, I have a better thing. I have a new modern one. What is? He had a container with a little hole in it, filled with water, one drip at a time, one drop comes out. When it gets empty, it turns over and falls down and makes noise, we wake up. Oh, that is more than a alarm clock. This is how careful they were with that. This is what they sechbi means, the rooster. They have ain to differentiate between midday and midnight. Now, there is another perush, le sechbi, the understanding of human being. The human being, his sechel, is called also sechbi. Le ain ben yom ben laila. We come right up to that. We say the bracha of giving thanks to Hashem for giving us the chance to open our eyes. God forbid if a person goes to sleep, he can't open his eyes. He can't see. It's a terrible. That is the first time. The first thing after, and attend the Sefer that will work out. Pokeyah Ibrahim. Then, Matir Asurim. What's Matir Asurim? It's untying the people that are tied up. What do you mean? Which tied up? When a person is asleep, he doesn't have control on himself. He doesn't know. But all of a sudden, he comes, he knows how to move himself, how to go. That's Matir Asurim. The word Asurim means Ishurim. Even a prisoner, it's called Asir. Why they call him Asir? Because they tie him there. And this is, he tied to stay over there, detained. This is Matir Asurim. He was undying the people who are tied up. Then comes, right after that, he gets up. He is able to get up. His knees have been bent, and he knows how to come. Zokifkovim. The person comes out. What's about those people? They can't do that. They are sick, and they can't do it. Still, and all they have to say the berachot, as I said before, al minhago shel olam nitkanu. It is done because what God created in the world, in general, for all the people. Then we come Malbish Arumim. He comes to say, what is Malbish Arumim? When you put your clothes on. And a person says, I don't put my clothes yet. Still and on, he can say Malbish Arumim, of course, being covered. Then after that, Anoten Layayef Lo. Person wakes up in the morning, he's refreshed, and a different thing when he goes to sleep, very tired. Then he says, Anoten Layayef Lo. Then he sees the word. Thank God for how he created the word. Then he said, Hamechin Metzadeh Gavur, able to step, to go, move with our legs. Then what do we say after Hamechin Metzadeh Gavur? Sha'asadi Kol Tzokin. So what is Sha'asadi Kol Tzokin? Refers to the shoes. A person that he puts shoes on and he goes, it's easier for the feet and more comfortable. Otherwise, you will walk without shoes. He will feel very tired, very bad. Therefore, Sha'asadi Kol Tzokin. Comes people, the books ask, if a person is not using shoes, he doesn't say Sha'asadi Kol Tzokin. Say, no, he says it. Why? The way I said before. An minhago shel olam nitkanu. What is in the word? Not. But if the word in general of the Jewish people don't use the shoes, you don't say this very hard. When is that? Shavu'ah and Kippur, they don't say Sha'asadi Kol Tzokin. There's a machloket in the books. If they say Sha'asadi Kol Tzokin, and Shavu'ah and Kippur or not. But it's written and according to Bispa'im, they should not say Sha'asadi Kol Tzokin. And Moran says like this. Not to say Sha'asadi Kol Tzokin on Shavu'ah and Kippur. Of course, we come after Sha'asadi Kol Tzokin, that we are, Kadosh Baruch Hu chose us to become Jewish people, that received the Torah from him. And we thank Hashem that created me to become part of the Jewish people. Shelo asani goy. Oh, shelo asani aved. Those days, they used to have slavery, sell slaves. And the person being sold as a slave is not, doesn't have the freedom.
But what happened to the minhag of the olam? If we don't have slaves today, maybe we shouldn't say
it. About what?
בערב, זה לא נכון. There's not
the minhag
today to have
space. Oh, you mean the Shabbat Sanyavi? Thank God that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us to this stage that we don't have already.
No, but you're looking at the minhag of the Olam. You don't have the minhag of Olam, so
but
why
in
say
this Beracha, you refer that we are not in that stage of the time of being Avid. Then Shabbat Sanisha. What Shabbat Sanisha? The poor woman. He said, you condemned the woman? The ladies asked me many times when I gave lectures, Rabbi, is that fair that we are not the right one? He said, Shelo Hasani Isha, because man has more mitzvot. And we are thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the mitzvot that he gave us. And Isha doesn't have all the mitzvot. And Isha, that's why she says, Shelo Hasani Katsono. But what is the Isha is inferior than man? Our books, they said no. The Isha shares all the credit of men being shared by the wife. And they tell the story that some rabbi's wife, she had some argument with him.
Just the rabbi's wife argued?
He said, well, even though all they do, not the rabbis, but that rabbi had an argument. Usually the rabbis don't. And they had argument. She was very annoyed. And all of a sudden, the delivery man came to the house. This, you rabbi, is this delivery man better than me? She was a scholar woman. And look, he said, Shelo Hasani Isha, you said Beracha for him, Shelo Hasani Isha, I'm better than him. He said, you don't understand. When they say Shelo Hasani Isha, everybody is talking about his wife.
I wouldn't tell that one to my wife.
Of course, then we say Hamavir. A person should be careful when he says Hamavir, not to stop after that. He has to continue with the Yeratzon. The Yeratzon is connected to the Baruch Ma'avir Hamdashim. That's why they don't say Amen over there. They wait till a person says, Gomel Hasadim Tovim La'amo Yisrael. Says Gomel Hasadim Tovim Yisrael, there you answer Amen. Of course, there is another Yeratzon that we say, Shtatzilenu Ma'alaram, Tekaram, from everything that bad. Okay, Umedina Shogena. After that comes Berchot HaTorah. Berchot HaTorah is very important. You can't say any pasuk before saying Berachot of the Torah. There is three Berachot in the Torah. Berachot of the Torah. One, Asher Kedeshanu V'Mitzvotav V'Tzivanu Al Divrei Torah. That God commanded us to learn the Torah every day. Then we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us to find enjoyment in the learning of Torah. Because if you learn Torah, you don't have the enjoyment, you still don't fulfill your duty. V'ha'arev na'ashem elokeinu le'divrei Torah techa b'pinu. Make it tastier, meaningful. V'nihyeh anachnu praying our children. Children. Tze'enu v'tze'etze'enu. Kulanu yod'ei Hashem elcha. We know about him. V'lomedeh Torah techa l'shma. That's not only to learn the Torah, to make it lishma. Lishma is the most difficult. It's not easy. Then the Baruch Ata Hashem Hamlamed Torah La'amo Yisrael. He said Hamlamed. But it's not written Asher Limed Torah La'amo Yisrael. Hamlamed every day. Why? Because a person that learns Torah, every day he gains something new. That's Hamlamed Torah. And if he has the help of God, he can understand better. And a person should pray all his life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him to be able to understand the Torah better. We come right away, Asher b'harbanu mikol ha'amim, v'natan lanu et Torato, Baruch Ata Hashem, yiregen, noten ha'Torah. Lo natan ha'Torah, ela noten. He gives us Torah every day. And it is very careful to be right after the finish of Berachot, to read that parasha v'kat kohanim. Why? Because you say Berachah on something. You eat bread, you say Berachah Motzi Lechem Me'aretz. You say bracha of the Torah, you have to read Torah. And that's what comes, the reading of Torah right from the Chumash, and they picked up the, what is the best thing, bracha of Hashem, to Am Israel. But this is not enough. We do Birkat Torah, and we read Torah. How about the other part of Torah? Mishnah, Gemara, there is. That's what comes Mishnah. Elu devarim she'en lahem she'arur ha'peah ve'bikuri. Then comes Baraita. Tanur ha'banam pitum ha'kator et ketzal. Then comes Gemara. Avaye, Ava mesedet seder ha'maracha. All this they put them in order to have Birkat Torah on all these things. Because you can't not have Birkat Torah for every part of the Torah.
And if you don't say the
others, you're not
the
Rachel Batala. If you don't say, it's bad.
You don't say the Ketoret.
It's bad. We said
already. But isn't it also a machloket? Isn't it a machloket whether or not it's a Biracha HaTorah is Hoda'ah or it's a Biracha at that point?
Because no, Birkat HaTorah is for the Torah. Definitely. There's a machloket in that. No. If you call Birkat HaShebach Be'Hoda'ah, it's a dabar acher. That's a different thing. But it is Biracha for the Torah that you are reading.
But it's for the whole day.
That's right. So but at least
so you
don't interrupt.
Between the time
but when you say the Biracha, when you say
the
Biracha, you have to say right away Torah. Not to be to have sick. You say Hamotzi Dachmanat, you don't eat the bread, you
but,
talk.
But wait, you said the Biracha, you said the Birkat HaTorah. Now you're saying Zemirot and everything else. So now...
You're right.
So now you have to
in this safir. Respect, you're right. But you have to say those things for different reasons. Not only for Birkat HaTorah. You say Akedah. Why do we say Akedah? Because God said, when Israel are going to be in trouble, and they say, they pray and they say the Akedah, I consider it as they are being doing that mitzvah. And I remember what Hashem, what Abraham did to Yitzhak, what Yitzhak did, and I will help the Jewish people. The Akedah is very important to say it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the Midrash said, told Abraham, that when your children will be in trouble, they say it, this will help them to get my favor to them. So we say Akedah every day. We finish Akedah, we come to the Mishnah. Elu devarim she'en lahem she'arur, they picked on this Mishnah because most important thing that Elu devarim she'adam asir otam ochel perotehem ba'olam hazeh v'akeren kayemet lo la'olam haba. Then there is part, we are thanking Hashem for giving us mitzvah to read Shema every day. That's called Kriyat Shema, the Korbanot. Because the prayer from Bechot HaShachar till Yotzer is called, till Zemirot, till Baruch Shemar is called Korbanot. Why they call it Korbanot? Because mainly there, they bring you the parts of things that they used to do during Beit HaMikdash. We don't have Beit HaMikdash today. Instead of doing it, we read the Torah of the Korbanot, and Hashem will consider it for us like making the korban. This is written in the Torah. Zot ha-Torah, la'olah, la-mincha v'chag. The Torah, when you read, comes instead of olah, mincha, hatat, asham, shelamim. This is pasuk in the Torah. And this is the tarjum. You read parasha of that korban, that's why they call it the korbanot. Now, in the Korbanot, there is Kriyat Shema. They call it Kriyat Shema the Korbanot, because there is Kriyat Shema of Yotzer, and there is Kriyat Shema Shkama. What's the difference between them? Kriyat Shema Shel Korbanot, you don't have to read the whole Shema. What do you read only? The Pasuk Shema Shem, Baruch Shem. But in other one, you have to read the three Parashiyot. It's a different altogether. But they say, to be careful with Kriyat Shema the Korbanot. Ooh, Kabbalah. They tell you how bad it is for starting the whole prayer with your Zemirot without Korbanot. They tell you that a person must understand that if he wants his prayer to be accepted better, easier to be accepted, he should start with Kobanot. Kobanot, I said already a number of times. They say there is four olamot. There is Asiya. Then there is Yetzira. Then there is Bria. Then there is Atzilut. What does it mean? Asiya, the word of action, that you do things here. Olam Hazeh. Above heaven, there's already a different world. It's called Yetzira. Above that, there is different malachim, much higher, that's called Bria. Then there is a place, no human being, no malachim, only the glory of God. That's Atzilut. And then, when we pray, we go from one step to another. The Korbanot, you're in the word of action here. Then comes the Mirot and the word of Yetzirah. Then comes higher and the word of Bria. Then you come, you reach Atzilut. Your prayer goes, where is the Atzilut? In Amida. The first part with Korbanot, that's Asiya. Second part from Baruch Shemar till Yotzer, this is where it's called Yetzirah. Then the Yotzer, Kriyat Shema and the Berachot of Kriyat Shema, till Amida, it's called Beria. Then the Amida is Atzilut. What do we do right now? We finish, we're there. We are upstairs. We have to come down. And they come down after the Amida. Again, there is four parts, another three parts after the Amida, that we come down from one world to another. It shows you, when you are praying, you are doing something, and they tell you, how do you start prayer? In this community, they used to have the prayers always from the beginning. And Bensonhurst, somebody right away, he begins the Korbanot. And then they pray the Hashem Berach. What happened? The community got larger, more people. They couldn't have room to start. They are waiting. They say outside the Korbanot, they come Hashem Berach, when others finish, they come in. And all of a sudden, people do not say Korbanot, many of them. And you ask them, what is the beginning of the prayer, Hashem Berach? Which is wrong. The beginning of the prayer is the Korbanot. Vatit Palel Hana, we start with. Of course, they added Vatit Palel Hana to the Akedah and that. Again, everything that they did, because for benefit of men. Now, after we read the Kriyat Shema of Korbanot, that we thank Hashem for giving us this mitzvah of reading the Shema, we start reading Parashat HaTamid. What's Parashat HaTamid? The Jewish people used to bring money to Beit HaMikdash every year, each person half a shekel, just before Nisan. And with this money that they brought, they bought the animals for offering the Korbanot every day. That was a duty of the Jewish people to offer two Korbanot, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, on behalf of all the Jewish people. Which means we are serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu all our life, every day of our life. The animal that being brought is from money of all the people. All the people, they have share in it. That's why it's called, we are doing. Today we don't have Beit HaMikdash. What do? We read it. We read the parasha of the Tamid. Vedaber Hashem Moshe Lemo, Tzavet Bnei Yisrael, Vamata Alehem Korbani Lachmi Leishai, Reach Nechamat, Tishmeru Leachiv Li, Vamado. Sudut Leach Shenayim Layom Ola Tamid. That's all your life. Every day of the year, they must have those two korbanot. And that's what we read. Today we don't have Beit HaMikdash. We read the parasha just like we offer the Korbanot. What comes after Korbanot? Every day in Beit HaMikdash used to be something else. What is it? Ketoret. Ketoret, we read the parasha of the Ketoret. Vayomer Hashem Moshe Lemor, Kach Lecha Samim, Natav Shechem Tachabena. But we cannot understand the meaning of that without reading the Baraita that explaining it. What they explain to us? That used to be 11 kind of besamim, that they would have mixed it and burn it to give a good odor on Beit HaMikdash. Now that is the ketoret. Ketoret comes from the word ketor, that there is a steam coming out. There is.
You say
ketoret
in the beginning and
ketoret
at the end, right?
Yeah. First of all, now I'm talking about the beginning, when korbanot. There's ketoret and the korbanot. But we say korbanot beginning, korbanot after ketoret, and there is ketoret mincha.
Right.
That's three times according to the Kabbalah. There's nothing but the ketoret, they say, is very good segula, beneficial to protect the person from many, many troubles of this world. That's why it's so important to read the Ketoret. And they tell you, when you read the Ketoret in Tanur Rabana, you say, Halas Asamanim Ayuvam, 11, and you are saying, Atzuri Atzipor, and they do that with their finger, Atzuri Atzipor, and Ahbena Adibona. Each one of them, it weighs 70 money, Mishka 70 money. Then you go on, Mor, Tzi'ab, Shibolet Ner, Bechakom, another four, each one of them, it weighs 16 money. That means the amount of the things that you put. Then there is kilufa shelosha, kinamon tisha. There is three more. Before that, akosht. There is akosht shenem asa. Then kilufa shelosha, kinamon tisha. There is nine. And they do it with their fingers. But they come to tell you, you don't wait to do a finger with tanur rabanan. You have to do it already with the parasha of the Ketoret, by Yomer Hashem Moshe. Where do you find the 11 in the parasha? Tzutin kahlecha samim, natar, ushelet, halbena. And then tzutin samim, ulbana zakar. Where did they get 11? Hachamim came and they said 11. But they tell us, when they say kahlecha samim, samim is a plural. Plural must be at least two. That's why when you say samim, that's two. Then, Ulbona Zaka, three. And Natar, sorry. Samim, Natar, Shehelet, Helbena, Lebona. That's how much became? Six. Then after Lebona, Sudan, Samim. Samim again.
Two.
What will be? Not two. No.
Why?
The second Samim is already in. Was put after some of them. Kahra Natab, Ushelet, Kahra Chasamim. Natab, Ushelet, Ahelbena, Ulbona, that's four, that's five. Then the Samim after, equal to all what mentioned before.
That's equal to six or to five?
Five, sorry, five. I said six is not.
That's ten.
Yeah. Then he said ten. Ulbona Zaka, that's the 11. And what they do with the finger. Kahra Chasamim, two. Natab, Ushelet, Ahelbena. Then Samim, again, five. And then, the Bonazaka. In the parasha of the Ketoret already, those they understand the meaning, they show you where are the 11. And you come, you read the Baraita 11, and they say, the Ketoret has segula, very beneficial, to push away all kind of troubles. Where do you learn it? In Aharon HaKohen. What did Moshe told him? Hurry up! Go take the Ketoret. Ve'yamod ben ha-metim u'ben ha-chayim, v'te'atzar ha-magifa. When there was a magifa, Aharon stopped it by the Ketoret. And we see that the Ketoret is very, very beneficial to push away all kind of troubles from men. Therefore, people that they are careful to say it, Kadosh Baruch Hu will help them better. If they want to be helped and not to start the prayer from the middle, Hashem Melech, that's the middle. Some people, they believe this is the beginning. It's not the beginning. The beginning, they don't say. Then, we finish that Ketoret. They explain the whole Ketoret. Rabban Shimon Gamliel came to explain what is a tzuri. They started telling us, a tzuri is a sap that comes from the tree. This kind of besamim. Then comes Taneva Kapara, they come because when they took the Ketoret, the Kohen used to take with his hand from all these besamim that mix together, and he brings it. And the Kohen brings it and Kippur takes with his hand. But always, some people, they had their hand big, some people hunt small. There always is leftover. The leftover, they use it, it's written, sometimes 60 years, sometimes 70 years, depend on the hand of the Kohen. And Shirshiraim Lahatzayim. We come later on, there is Gemara. Avaye, Avaye, Misadeh, Samachal, they warn us not to read Avaye and the word Haba together. Why? It would sound like the end of Avaye, Ye, and then Hebav He, that would be like Shem Hashem. You are not allowed to say it. Therefore, they're being careful. Avaye, they depose the second. Haba Misadeh Seder Malacha. Or, say, Avaye Misadeh Haba Seder Malacha. There is different kind of text, how to say it, in order not to make the mistake when to read the Ye and the Haba together. Then he explained it. Oh, comes to another Chorah. What an important part. If a person understands the meaning of Ana Bechorah, unbelievable. And they say, in many communities in the ancient town of Sephardim, they used to stand and saying Ana Bechorah. Spanish Jews, many of them, up to now, in their congregation, they stand in Ana Bechorah. The way we stand in Hashem Melech, they stand. For us, they said, it's not necessary to them, but the many communities still do it. They used to do that, and there, about 300 years ago, 400 years ago, they used to do that in the synagogue, the community, to stand up. Now, after that, they picked one parak of Mishnah, Ezehu Mekoman. Why they took this Ezehu Mekoman? Because Ezehu Mekoman speaking about all the korbanot, every korban that would bring them. Since we don't have every korban, we read the halacha of the korban is considered for us like offering the korban. Then they tell us to be very careful with the hodu l'Hashem k'ru b'shmo. Very important praise to God. They used to say part of it when they offer the korban tamid of the morning, and another part up in the tamid of afternoon, and that's what you say. They tell us, the Kabbalists tell us, don't interrupt yourself from hodu till the mirat. Go straight without stopping and in between. And therefore they don't like it. Some they say not to say even kaddishli after hodu, but to say it before hodu. But you know that the really there is sof kaddishli is Torah. If you say it, that's not called interruption. You can say kaddishli. But some books they say don't say kaddishli, can say kaddishli before hodu.
So what do we say
about Yishmael
and
Abishol?
What are we saying
about? This is most important part for the Gemara. How do you study the Gemara? Mm-hmm. By the rules of what Yishmael is saying. There is all this Kabbalah, all this is how we explain the Torah. Chachamim had the rules, setting of the rules, how to learn the Torah. This is the Torah Shvabe that explained the
Shvachta. So you go from Mishnah to Gemara.
Yeah. This is the 13 most important principles how to study the Torah. Of course, we go to giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we come to Baruch Shamar. Baruch Shamar is a very, very important part of the Torah. Because Baruch Shamar, they tell us, it came. Chachamim saw something coming from heaven, came to them like a note to say this Baruch Shema. And they said it for us to say it every day, and they tell you it must be 87 words, not to change it more or less. Some books they have different kind of, but today what we have the Baruch Shema is exactly what the book said it should be, not more and not less. The wording of Baruch Shema. Now the question is, a person is in Korbanot. He hears somebody saying Beracha. Does he answer or not? Of course he answers. He is allowed to interrupt himself. Not only allowed, his duty to answer Amen. Not only that, anything that of importance, respect of people, somebody asked you a question, you can interrupt yourself to answer, because Kavod HaBriyot. But when you come to Baruch Sharma, stop. You can't answer anything you want. In Korbanot you could, but come to Baruch Sharma when you start the Zemirot, you are not allowed. You answer only Kaddish, and Kaddish not all of it. The first half, Aminim, and Yehi Shemei Rabba, this is a mahloket, Yehi Shemei Rabba, if you say the whole thing, till Be'alma, or only till Yidbarach. And the Kabbalist said, you say till the Amiran, Be'alma. You say the whole Yehi Shemei Rabba, Barach. Now, Kaddish, as I said, Kedusha, and Kedusha, you answer two sentences. What are they? Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Hashem Sam Nochlaz Kvodo, and Baruch Kvod Hashem. You answer. You don't say in between all the words, or Nakdisha. Now these are the only things that you say. Then after Kedusha, Baruchu. You hear Baruchu et Hashem HaMeborach, you have to say Baruch Hashem HaMeborach, Le'olam Vahed. You hear a man saying Berachah.